Morning Trend with Big Party Began and Molly on Channel 94.1.
So programmers, cable TV distributors, they're all circling and looking to crack down on password sharing. There's new information that HBO and cable networks are going to be joining Netflix in the fight over people who password share.
Is anyone here sharing a password currently?
No, I'm not. People have asked me.
If there's anyone on the show, it would be Molly.
Why?
I'm not saying anything nefarious. It's just, you know, because you're always entertaining. There's always like 16 cousins.
It would be a very traditionally
Irish ethnic thing. Can we share your password, you know, with a family?
I don't have it because of the family issue. Yeah, you're right. I guess you're right. Yeah.
So surprisingly, no. I mean, there was a time earlier this year where we were, and it was kind of like we were sharing a password for one of the services just for me to try it out to see if I wanted to get it. And that was like, okay, it was like a test pilot. You know what I'm saying? But now, no, everybody's got their own squared away. But I guess they're even considering giving people having to use your thumbprint to access favorite shows. So, I mean, it would be not so much the password protection, but that they would have that like, oh, no, it really has to be you. Like, here,
put your thumbprint on.
Yes, exactly.
Cut out their finger and, yeah, you have it, right? Like
they say password sharing is costing about $6.6 billion annually for that industry, and that the number is expected to grow to $9 billion in the coming years. So they're really starting to look at cracking down. And now, especially as more and more people start subscribing to streaming services, you know, you can't really share cable, right? Like, I mean, now you can share, like, if you have HBO, it comes with the streaming, and you could share that with somebody. But, you know, up until this point, if you had DirecTV or Cox, it was like, that was what was in your house, period. Now it's becoming this wild, wild west with everybody looking for more streaming options.
All right. You talk about the fingerprint thing. I dropped my iPad today, and it shattered the screen.
Oh, no.
And I swiped it to turn it on. And it slipped my fingers.
No, it didn't. Did it really? Wow. I'm amazed.
Oh my gosh, panicky feeling
as you feel it.
Yes.
Because it was tiny shards of glass.
Yeah. Those are the kind of glass that you have to grow out of, by the way, that you can't. I don't know. Maybe you can see it and pull it out.
I have like four microscopic grooves of cut in my
fingertip. So what is it like? You just got to like soak your hand to let it come out or something? It's got to work its way out. Oh,
you
Jeff,
guys see
I'm sorry.
Me dead in 1 hour in a chair? Just dead.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Okay.
Stop it. He's laying the groundwork for getting out of work.
Oh my God, he's
dead. Oh my God, you guys, I think it's infected. I really need to leave right now. They're like, it's Friday.
I'll poke
Very
on
interesting.
You. I'll just poke you. Hey.
Cranberry sauce is America's least favorite Thanksgiving food.
How dare you say that on the radio?
I am so angry about this. I'm bringing it up because I want these people to come forward and explain themselves, because cranberry sauce is the best. It's the necessary component on that savory plate. It's that perfect sweet, but like sharp, you know, tangy, kind of like...
Who's saying this?
Instacart did a survey. They were trying to figure out what people's least favorite Thanksgiving foods were, and apparently cranberry sauce came in number one, followed by green bean casserole and sweet potatoes.
It's green bean casserole, number one.
With a bullet.
I love
Absolutely.
That stuff. I make it. I love it. I make it year-round. I don't even care.
And it's that weird marshmallow pie thing that your aunt makes.
All right, so
nobody touches that.
That's the sweet potatoes.
Right. I have.
Is that what the sweet potatoes?
Yeah, they put marshmallows on top.
I never got even near it.
All right, so I do enjoy the green bean casserole. If it was the least thing that I put on my plate, will be cranberry. But you know, my parents and stuff love that stuff. But
it's the visual. We're adults now. We know that all food is delicious.
Yeah,
kids, you have to realize no one would make it if it wasn't delicious.
All right, so
but when you're younger, you're turned off by the visual of green bean casserole and that weird sweet potato marshmallow.
It's the sweet potato pot. It's the sweet potato side where you put marshmallows on top and then broil it.
It looks like it has boils.
Yes.
I know. All right. So I like the yams. I actually buy big, giant cans of it, you know, for it because I enjoy it. I cannot stand the marshmallows on it. I never understood it. I don't get it. And you're right. It looks like a boil. It just, the visuals is awful for me. And it's frankly too sweet. God, I'm fat.
But we now can agree that none of us have a problem with cranberry sauce.
Ow. Cranberry sauce is an essential part of the Thanksgiving plate.
What they're talking about is when the cranberry sauce leaches into the stuffing.
That's the best part.
It spreads around the plate, and I think some people don't, they can't stand the soggy stuffing soaked in cranberry sauce.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you like the actual cranberry sauce, or do you like the canned?
Canned.
All of it.
The canned gelled.
The gelatinous thing that comes out in the tube that you got to slice into, that is fantastic.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you've been introduced to it, maybe there's kids that grew up without the can, but if you've been introduced to the can, I think it's nostalgia.
Yeah.
I like the jellied one too. Like not even, I like the one that's like straight up gel. Like it doesn't even have the pieces. Cause you know how you can get the two different kinds of canned where it's got like the remnants of.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretending it's got fruit in it.
I think the worst thing out there, to be honest with you, is the, it's called the turkey loaf. Have you guys ever participated in that? I remember going to a Thanksgiving dinner with the family. My father was so upset. Somebody had made the turkey loaf.
It's got like the stuffing on the inside, right? Like when you carve it.
It's all just a turkey. It's like all the meat put together and just formed into a big ball. It's so awful. But
when you use the term loaf.
Yeah. Yes.
It's turkey loaf, y'all.
It's very off-putting.
All right, what else is going on? Anything else?
Amazon is selling a voice-activated Christmas tree. Alexa can control your holiday Christmas tree this year. They're selling this 7-foot LED tree dubbed Mr. Christmas, and it's voice activated. It connects to the Alexa device, so you can turn it on, turn it off, set a schedule. You can even switch up the lighting color all by voice command. It sells for $300, but it's apparently so popular that it's currently out of stock. Now, hopefully more will be coming in. But I've known people
$300 artificial tree.
Yeah.
Smart. It's a smart tree.
Yes. Yeah,
does it put itself up?
No. I wish.
Alexa, put up the tree.
Get in here. Do it.
Do it yourself, Jeff. I have known people to hook up their lights so they can be turned on and off. You know, like you get that special smart plug.
I got one. That's
and you
I
can
do.
Put one in. Yeah. So you can just say like, you know, Christmas tree on and it'll go on.
No, I just have it scheduled in your phone or whatever. And the thing just turns on whenever, it's scheduled.
My dad smart plug, would love this stuff.
Oh, God, yes. It's great.
I mean, the stress of putting up Christmas lights. Just the fact that somebody has rethought it and made it smarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Yeah. That's some evolution, right? I didn't think that the Christmas tree was going to get any better.
Yeah, I want to know if Mr. Christmas can play lights. Like, that's the other thing, is that it's, you know, one of those where it's
it should dance to the music.
Right. Like, kind of like the lights go twinkly.
Mariah Carey Christmas song, and then the tree twinkles.
The lights go off to the song.
To the new Jonas Brothers Christmas song.
That's some good.
That can't be difficult, right? It probably already does that.
It probably does. That's the thing. It has lighting effects like fading, twinkling, and sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if...
A lot of wondering here, Molly. You wonder if what?
Never mind.
I wonder, therefore I am.
Yeah.
I wonder. All right, 938-94. This is brand new Jonas Brothers.
It's called I'll Sniff Santa's Beard Just Like It's Christmas.
Smells like cranberry sauce and gravy. All right, we'll be back.
Can't get enough of the Big Party Show?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party. DeGan and Molly
at channel941.com.
Morning. We want to congratulate someone very special. Her name is Caitlin. Caitlin won the Epic Sound Adventure number 3. Do you want to thank everybody, by the way, for taking part? Trying to win all these epic sound adventures. And yeah, we definitely broke the bank on this one. Now coming up Monday, something even, I hate to say better, but it's big. It's
I don't know how much we can say yet.
I know.
We can't say much. All I can say is this thing that we're going to be taking care of you guys with, and it has to do with next year also, you know.
It's not in Vegas. Huge.
Yeah.
It's not in Orlando.
No.
It's here.
Yeah.
It's in Omaha. But what you
but
just talked
so
about.
It's so worth staying for.
All that access that we're giving you in Vegas, this is sort of like hometown access.
It's like the key to the Big Party Show. Like the key to the city. This is like the key to the Big Party Show. We'll just call it
it's
that.
It's sort of like the key to Party's heart, which is an ice cream cone or a White Claw
Yes, or, I do like the White Claw.
I guess if you're not going to finish those wings.
Yeah.
Can I have that?
That's what it should be. Can I have that?
The key to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, this thing's going to be huge. So make sure you tune in to, on Monday morning. I know it's Friday. Got a couple days to chill. But right on posting or whatever. But I guarantee you, we'll be reminding you guys to tune in. But yeah, again, congratulations to Caitlin. She was very honored to win. She's going to be heading out to Vegas. She's got the whole fun stuff.
Well, it's her and her best friend are going to celebrate their dirty 30s.
Yes, yeah. Aaron. Dirty. It's gonna get to go with her, it sounds like.
That's a pretty good way to do the 30, right? Is in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, like I've said before, and I don't want to, you know, crap on anybody else's Vegas experience.
Oh,
but,
please do.
Oh.
But, well, there's a but there. I'm going to. When you go to Vegas for a bachelor, bachelorette party, it's a different experience than going out with just a bunch of friends or anything like that. No, they're friends, but you are celebrating the bachelor or the bachelorette, right? So, yeah, it's just different out there. And there's a lot of competition. That's why I would never, and I didn't want to have any type of bachelor party in Vegas because I didn't, frankly, want the competition and want anyone worried or bothered that they couldn't gamble or go hit the strip clubs or anything like that. Because like Jeff said, I would just sit at the buffet the whole time.
After seeing...
Are you going to eat that, sister?
After seeing the Bridesmaids Circus that is Nashville, Tennessee...
Yeah, see, that's the same thing.
I would require my girlfriend to have it in Vegas.
Yeah, it's the same similar thing, but I wouldn't do the Nashville either. It's a bit much. So.
Your fiance might go to Vegas, have a good time, and still marry you.
Yes.
You let your lady go to Nashville, she's not coming back.
Oh, no. No, and they'll continue to make that trip over and over. So, yeah, be careful.
Because she's in love with a guy with a guitar. His name's
like,
Dale.
I'm leaving you.
He went on stage at 10 a.m., let me tell you a song about my granddad. She fell in love, slept with him.
Yeah. That still happens. Comes back and marries you, but goes
well,
back there
secret.
Every year to hang out.
I want to know how many, what happens in Nashville stays in Nashville.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of staying happens there. All right, 938-9400. We're going to peek over the fence, see what the celebs are doing here coming up next with the team.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
The holidays are fast approaching. The music, the Jonas Brothers are obviously already in the Christmas spirit. They dropped their new single today.
Guys, Christmas is almost tomorrow. It's 47 days away.
No!
You're done with your shopping, right?
Is it really? Okay.
I can't. Just.
I wonder
who the fuck up. That's an old Christmas song.
Who wrote the book of love?
This is not the song.
But gosh, it's a goodie.
You're like, it sure sounds good.
Yeah, that's
it's called.
Doing. It's called. I smelled your beard, and it smells like cranberry sauce and
Christmas.
Gravy. Yeah, it smells like Christmas.
Love in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. This is what it's all about. The fire is warm, the angels are singing.
Why is it that Christmas songs, it has to have the snap in it?
Oh, just like little, I guess, standing around the tree. You don't have any instruments but your fingers. I don't know.
Ooh, that sounds
dirty. The other thing is that John Legend.
I want that dirty Christmas song. We don't have any instruments but our fingers.
Surprise!
Merry Christmas! John Legend, updated version of Baby It's Cold Outside with Kelly Clarkson. Baby It's Cold Outside kind of got swept up in the Me Too movement. People thought maybe some of the lines sounded a little borderline inappropriate.
Let's see what we got here. I think I have it right here.
Cool.
You don't got your fingers.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
I can call you a ride.
This evening has been.
I'm so glad that you
so
dropped
every
in.
Night.
Time spent with you is paradise.
My mama will start to
I'll
worry.
Call the car.
And I wish wish I could sing.
He's just trying to get her to leave. At what point is the guy? I don't think he wants to bang you.
No.
Why don't you leave?
Please leave.
I think I've got IBS.
I don't need the hassle of staying.
So this is the very consent-friendly, woke version of I would never take advantage of you for Christmas.
Here it is. Listen to this line. Did you hear that?
Your body and your choice.
That's the big.
All right. So I like that. You know, it's good that John Legend is trying to get away from the blurred lines thing.
I agree.
But what I think is his lyrics should be Molly, very woke and very consent friendly. And Kelly,
she should be different.
She should be going the other way. Like, I want to get banged.
And he's like, whoa, I respect your I respect your brain. I want to get banged. I respect your brain.
All right, so that's out now. Good. Good for them. Kelly Clarkson's just everywhere, man. She's got a residency in Vegas. She's on The Voice. She's got her own show.
She drinks on her show.
Does she really? I guess I didn't know.
She was playing beer pong yesterday with the guy from Crazy Rich Asians. He's got a new Christmas movie with Mother of Dragons.
Okay.
Amelia Clark and that, I can't remember, Henry Goulding, I think his name is.
Remember, he's the boyfriend.
He's so handsome.
Okay. And so he's, you know, he was born in
Singapore, I believe.
Singapore, and lived there till the age of 10. And then I think he grew up in London. So he's very British. And he's like, I've never even played ping pong, let alone beer pong.
Oh, really?
And then he destroyed her. She sat there. She's like, well, we going drank. And she filled all of the glasses with bourbon. And he hammered her in beer pong, and she was chugging him.
He was born in Malaysia.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He's a cool
dude.
He's
so handsome. He's really good looking.
By the way,
they're making another Crazy Rich Asian.
In the first one, I saw it. That's not something that's generally on my radar. It was a great movie. I'll be honest with you.
Crazy Rich Asians. Oh, my God, it was funny.
It was great.
I love Awkwafina.
Oh, my gosh.
I do, too.
Yeah. I was blown away by it. I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Every time it's on, I can't help but tune it on, but just because it's like, it's such a pretty, even like if you're just like in the background, it's so pretty.
Hey, what do we got coming out this weekend? Anything?
Dr. Sleep. Okay. It's the follow-up novel by famed horror writer Stephen King to The Shining. This is Danny Torrance, all grozy upsies, but the, you know, the ghosts are still bothering him. The one thing that's getting some buzz, Shia LaBeouf wrote and starred in this movie called Honey Boy, and it is so interesting. It's basically the story of his relationship with his father, only in the movie he's playing the dad.
Okay.
So it's this young kid being, you know, pushed into being in movies and whatnot, and then like the basically the combative, dysfunctional, and sometimes violent relationship he had with his father.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's really wild. And then Last Christmas, the one that we were just talking about with Amelia Clark and that Henry Goulding. It's about a, you know, a holiday movie.
I need a palate cleanser. I went last weekend and saw The Terminator.
You didn't like it?
Terrible. I heard it was terrible.
It's that bad. It's not even if it was on cable.
It is. No, it's fine on cable. It's just The Terminator. It's the same thing with the same cliche line. If they used, I'll be back, I won't be back, what's back? I mean, one more time in that movie, I was like, geez, you guys are really using it up here. But in the end, it's just, if you like Terminator, it's Terminator, like every single one of them. Same story, different. You know, outcome or what? Oh, same outcome, better yet. Different type
How
of
many
story, same thing, man.
Smuggled in hot dogs. Do you give it out of five?
Out of five hot dogs.
How many hot dogs?
I would give it two hot dogs. Two out of five smuggled in hot
Film
dogs.
Film slob.
That's it. Filmslob.com.
Again, that's not,
an actual site.
Not yet, but if you want to build it, I will take it. All right? Filmslab.com.
Oh, you're going to go see the Shinnin? The Shinnin
Yes,
sequel.
I'm going to see Dr. Sleep with my gal pal Kim for our weekly movie date.
I don't think you guys have ever followed my instructions, but did you ever watch the documentary, the fan fiction documentary, Room 237?
Yes, it was on Netflix.
No, I didn't
watch
see
part
it
of it.
Not the whole thing. Yeah.
You didn't even finish it.
No, that's me.
No, Molly didn't.
No. Yeah, she won't finish anything.
I fall asleep. Dude, I fall asleep. Man, the minute you put...
I thought that
thing
was so cool. I'm just saying, if you're a fan of The Shining, like you went all in, and The Shining is a Stanley Kubrick classic, and you're about ready to go see Dr. Sleep, and you're going to be immersed in The Shining, Room 237.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that movie looks interesting.
It's all about the backstory of The Shining, according to fans.
Okay.
None of this is fact. They're all just crazy theories, but it's good.
All right. So now, you said it was on Netflix, Molly?
You yes. gotta buy it. Yeah. It was on Netflix and then they pulled it away.
Oh, they did pull it off.
It's on one of your systems.
Okay.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.